continuing Kol Mezuzos. We spend a lot of time discussing what type of a bias is obligated in the Mezuzos. And last week we spent a lot of time discussing what type of a doorway constitutes Pesach, constitutes a Chiv Mezuzos. Now we're going to move on to assuming that we have a bias that's Chiv Mezuzos. Assuming that we have ourselves a doorway that's Chiv Mezuzos. Now the next question is, where do we put it exactly? Where exactly is the Mokom Kviyos HaMezuzah? So the Gemara comments in the Pasuk, Chsavtim HaMezuzos Besecho Visha Recha. We have a tradition that the word Besech has a double meaning. That the word Besech not only, of course, literally means a house with all the halachic parameters of constitutes a bayis, but Besech is also Lashon Derech Biascha. Ki'ilu the Torah says, Chsavtim Derech Biascha Uvisha Recha. What does it mean, Derech Biascha? It says the Gemara that just as when a person walks, so you put your best foot forward, so you put your right foot forward, so too the mezuzah has to be the makom hayamin. You have to always put the mezuzah on the right mezuzah, on the right doorpost, not on the left doorpost. The Gemara says this is the din midaraisa. If a person puts the mezuzah on the left doorpost, one does not fulfill the mitzvah at all. So this is all derived from this derasha, the starshim apah of derech biyoscha. So that's the halacha that the mezuzah has to be derech biyoscha. So come already, the Rishon, the bottom of the following question. So we know there are other areas of halacha where we sometimes distinguish between right and left. Let's say, the obvious marshal of tefillin. The Torah says tefillin have to be on yad keya. They have to be on yad cha, yad keya. They have to be on the left hand. And here, when it comes to tefillin, we find that the halacha is very subjective. That's true for a righty, puts his tefillin on his left hand, but a lefty puts his tefillin on his right hand. That's the Gemara of the Farish. The Gemara doesn't present the machlokes about this. The Gemara doesn't present that anybody disagrees with this halacha. The Gemara is the Farish and Masechus Menachos, that a righty puts on the left hand, a lefty puts on the right hand. So there is one opinion, not in the Gemara, there's an opinion in the Zohar, but the Zohar says not this way. It says that the halacha is that everybody puts tefillin on the left hand. Whether you're righty or lefty, you always put tefillin on your left hand. So we don't possibly think that. We have a klal and halacha. Whenever there's a machlokes, what it says in the Gemara, what it says in the Zohar, you always follow what it says in the Gemara. So there are some Hasidic poskim, not the regular poskim that we usually follow. There are some Hasidic poskim who say that maybe Lechatchila wants to try to be choshish for the Zohar also. And the lefty, when davening is over, he should take his tefillin off and should put it on his left hand. Take him off his right hand and put it on his left hand. Yes, it's ace to be able to the chumrah the sheet of the Zohar. So in standard regular Mahalach and Halach, you don't find that. The Gemara and the Rambam, the Torah, the Shacharit, Magen Avraham, Mishneh Berurah. The way we usually pass them things, you don't find that idea, but you do find, if you ever see anybody doing that, so that's what, they may be doing that, they may have some kind of a machlokes as to which is the right hand, which is the left hand. That's not a very real shaila. That's a very, very real problem. Not which is the physically right, which is the physical. That's not so hard. Well, after you're three, usually by the way, to figure that out. But halachically, sometimes it's very hard to determine what's called the right and what's called the left hand. A lot of times you have boys who they're riding with one hand and they're throwing a baseball with another hand, they're batting, they're switch hitting, they're doing a lot of funny things that happen with one hand, brushing people with another hand. So it gets very, very complicated sometimes. How are you convey what's called the right and what's called the left? It's a big machlekes, and Rishon and Shacharit, a big machlekes. Those shadows really do happen. But in terms of you have a real bona fide lefty, so we pass the halacha, of course, they put his tefillin only on the right hand. So the Rishon Mabalim with the question, how come when it comes to Chuz Mezuzah, we don't find that it depends subjectively? Because I'm a lefty, so maybe just as there are left-handed people, I don't know enough about the details medically, but is it true that every left-handed person is also a left-footed person? I don't know, I'm not sure, check with the neurologist. Sorry, I asked the wrong, you gotta find out whether that's true. But there are left-footed people, there's no question about that. They're all left-footed people. So what would that locha be? If you have a left-footed person, the guy gets up and he steps into his left. You're a left-footed person. Two left-footed. Oh, that's for sure. So if a guy gets up and he puts his left foot forward, so lechari is a left-footed person. So him that's called derech biyascha. So how would you determine? How would you figure out who's a left-footed, who's a right-footed? So in Hukas Chalitza, you have the same thing. In Hukas Chalitza, there's a law also that Minat Torah, you have to do Chalitza on the right foot. Think about the Rosh Mephosot. Since the Torah uses the word ragla by Chalitza, he uses the word ragla by Mitzorah. Avon yodo ha'yemanis, avon ragla ha'yemanis. But here the Torah spells out the right foot. So too, when it comes to Chalitza, Chalitza has to be done davka on the right foot, not on the left foot. So the Bishonim have a machlokes, but if you have a left-footed person, so just as the Ruchas Tefillin, so it changes, so too in Ruchas Chalitza changes, so it's unclear, the machlokes have Bishonim. So our meaning is that we do two Chalitzas. If you have a left-footed person, so we do Chalitza on both feet. We do once, then we take off the shoe and put it on the other foot, just to be Yotze, just to yes, as eight, to be Machmir, for both opinions. How do you know whether the guy is a right-footed person or a left-footed person? So what they do by Chalitza, I don't want to say the Chalitza, so what they do is, they tell the guy to stand up, and they tell him, give the garbage can a kick. See which foot he uses. So a normal person, if you ever think about it, a normal person, when you want to kick, you'll kick with your right foot. Are there left-footed punters, left-footed field kickers? I imagine there probably are. Once in a while, you probably find one. So So the same way that if you have a person who's a left-footed person, so he may have to be chayshish to do chalitza with his left foot also, yes, as ace. So the shadow comes, what about in terms of a mezuzah? If you have a real left-footed person, so maybe he should put all the mezuzahs on the left side of his house. What's that law? So the Rishonim assume that that's not true, that even though it's true in the chesil, it's not true in the chuz mezuzah. But the reason why it's not true is a little bit unclear. So there are some who suggest the reason why it's not true is that when it comes to tefillin, it's your personal chiyuv. When it comes to mezuzah, so it's for you, for your wife, for your kids. Everyone in the family is mechuyev in the mezuzah. That's not even so sure that's true. Let's assume that that's true, that the mezuzah is for all the rabbis. So just because you happen to be a lefty, but there are other people who are righties, your wife's a righty, your kids are righties, the right-footed people, so therefore you put the mezuzah on the right side. If that's the answer, then the obvious problem will be, well, let's say your whole family are left-footed. Let's say you live by yourself. The one left-footed guy is his own apartment. So you're going to tell me how you're talking to Barkazer that the person puts the mezuzah on the left side? So others are saying, no, that's not the real answer. The endless answer is, it's not a question of the tefillin is just for me and mezuzah is for everybody else. It's a much more longer difference. Namely, tefillin is the chavis agavra. Tefillin is something which relates to the person. It's mitzvah you put on your arm, you put on your hand, you put on your own body. So you follow each person as their own body. Mashenki mezuzah is a chavis abayis. But the mezuzah, I have to make sure that my house has a mezuzah. But it's basically the mitzvah is nevea from the house. So the house, there's no left-footed house or right-footed house. The house is the house. The Torah is kevea that you have to put mezuzahs on the side that's considered to be the normal side for most people. So 90% of the people out there are righties. So that's called derech b'yascha for all of Klal Yisrael. Then you're in the realm of the tefillin, which is an individualized, the gavra-oriented mitzvah. So there you go, each gavra, each man for himself, each foot for himself. But when you're talking about a bias, so it depends on Klal Yisrael, it depends on the minhag ha'olam, and Israel, all of the righties, therefore the halacha is the mezuzah is put on the right side. So the mice, that's how we pass. We pass there under no circumstances. Anybody put the mezuzah on the left side, we pass it's absolutely ma'akim in the araisa to put the mezuzah on the right side. So that's a pretty simple halacha. It's a big day. You walk in the house on the right side. Okay, put it on, finished. So this is the most complicated part of all the chuz mezuzah. Everything we've been talking about for the last month, that was easy stuff. This is where the real shailas of the chuz mezuzah come. Namely, if you have a simple setup, arguments, I'm coming from the outside into the front door of the house, so you don't need to have such a great understanding of the mezuzah to realize that the right side is the right side. You walk from the outside, which is Potter, into the house, which is Chayev, so of course you put the mezuzah on the right side. But what if you have a situation where you have two adjacent rooms, and they're both Chayev and mezuzah? So the question becomes, well, which is the right side? So it's the right side from one side, but it's the left side from the other side. So you have arguments saying, you have a kitchen which is adjacent to a dining room, so the kitchen is chayav mezuzah, and the dining room is chayav mezuzah. Well, so you have a hallway next to a bedroom, so the hallway is chayav mezuzah, and the bedroom is chayav mezuzah. So you have two rooms that are next to each other, the basement next to the garage, whatever the case may be, two adjacent rooms to one another. So you have to choose, you have to decide which is really considered to be the right side. So how do you go about doing that? Does the halacha have any guidelines for what's called the right side? He was talking about a shalav and deraisa. If you put the mezuzah on the wrong side, you're not yotzei. So how you convey? How do you determine what's considered to be the right side when you have two rooms which are both chayav mezuzah? So there are a whole series of different guidelines. The Gemara already talks about the shalav. The Rishonim elaborate upon it. The Shulchan elaborates upon it. What exactly are the guidelines? How do you determine? How do you convey which is considered to be the right side? So the first most important determination is based on which room is chayav and which room is potter. If you have two rooms next to each other and one room is totally potter from mezuzah, so then there's no question. Of course, the mezuzah, the chiyuv mezuzah goes into the makom achiyuv, and since the whole obligation is only into one of the two rooms, so then it goes without saying that you go on the right side going into that room. So that's clear. If you have two rooms, one chayev, one potter, then there's no shail about it. You're going to go into the room that's chayev, and you're not going to be concerned about the room that's the potter. That's like Moshe Madav Adoma, like we spoke about Rabbi Kinega last week. If you have a little closet, so according to Rabbi Kinega, the closet is potter because it's less than $1. So Rabbi Kinega said, yeah, the closet's potter, but the bedroom's chayev. So therefore, Rabbi Kinega says the mezuzah has to come from the closet into the bedroom. That was Rabbi Kinega's chiddush. Well, this question, Rabbi Kinega, but according to Rabbi Kinega's yisod, so that's just the corollary of what we're talking about. You have two rooms, one chayev, one potter. So obviously, the mezuzah is not going to go into the one that's chayev. If anything is going to come out of the one that's potter. If anything is going to come on the right side from the makom ptua to the makom chiyuv. Sometimes it's not as simple as that. Sometimes you have two rooms and they're really both chayev. So here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you have to try to determine which is considered to be the makom halicha. Because after all, the whole halacha is based on Derech B'yoscha. Derech B'yoscha means the way you walk in, you have to try to figure out which is the inner room, which is the outer room. So sometimes it's obvious which is the inner room. If you have a room which doesn't have any other way out, so I'm going from room A to room B, and room B, that's the end of the house, I can't get. There is no back door. There's no other way to get out of room B. So obviously that's the Mokom Halicha. Obviously that's the way, when you come from the front door, obviously you have to go through room A to get to room B. Obviously room B is the inner of the two. So the Mokom Bia, so to speak, the Derech Bia, is going from room A to room B. So then obviously again, the Mizuz is going to be on the right side going into room B. But that's also not always the case. Very often, in most of our houses, you have multiple rooms and multiple doors, and you have a kitchen going into a living room. There are two exits to the living room, two exits to the kitchen. You have bedrooms which have back doors, which have side doors. There are a lot of rooms like that. Well, you can't really make that determination. You can't really say that one room is really the derech halicha to the other, just based on the fact that one has another exit and one doesn't. That's very often not the case. So what standards do you use? So the folks can say, so you have to use another standard in terms of derech halicha. The whole idea is to see what's the derech bia, which is the way that people walk. So you have to take a look, see how the house is, and make believe you're coming in from the front door and try to figure out how do people walk. Do people, when they come from the front door, do they go from the kitchen to the living room, or do they go from the living room to the kitchen? Do they go from the garage to the bedroom, or do they go from the bedroom to the garage? So you have to try to make some kind of an evaluation as what the derech bia is in any particular room. So, and it's going to change from house to house. So you can have a situation where one person may have his living room adjacent to his kitchen, and the mezuzah is going one way, and someone else may have it the other way. But it doesn't matter, because each one is considered to be the derech bia. So whenever you have two adjacent rooms to one another, and it's not really clear that one is chayv and one is potter, it's not clear that one's the inner room, one's the outer room, so you have to just go with the derech halicha. The problem is sometimes our derech halicha changes. So you can have a situation where for 5 years you're putting the mezuzah one way, and then after a little while you realize, it's not really what's happening. People really aren't moving this way. Sometimes it's hard to determine this because you want to put the mezuzahs up right away, and sometimes it may take time for the derech halicha to develop. You have to try to use your ruach hakodesh a little bit to figure out. Usually, don't ask the men, are totally irrelevant in this discussion. You have to ask the women. The women will tell you how that. Yeah, the guy's going to walk through the kitchen to get to the garage. Yeah. Ask the women, what do they think the normal mahalakha people is going to be? So the woman says, no one's walking through my kitchen to get to the garage. So you have to, each house is going to be different. So you have to try to chesh it out as best as you can in terms of derech halicha. But if there's no derech halicha, it's not. There's no derech halicha in the sense that there's no really clear demarcation. Half the time you're walking one way, half the time you're walking the other way. When you have packages, you're walking one way, but you have packages another way, you're coming from the good. It's hard to make such a call. Then the post can say, well, if it's really clear that one room is being used more than the other, so that's considered to be, in a sense, the more of the makom chiyuv. That's considered to be also more of an indication that derech halicha. Even though we can't actually pinpoint the actual derech halicha, but one room is clear, derech tashmish, more than the other, so that the mezuzah should go into that room. So these are the different criteria that the post can have to try to figure out how do you determine what's called the right side. So if you have a makom chiyuv and a makom patur, then it's obvious which is the right, which is the left. If you have a room which doesn't have any other way out, then it's clear that's the makom chiyuv. If you don't have those things, like most of our rooms don't have, then you have to try to determine based on the derech halicha to the best of your ability, and based on the derech tashmish to the best of your ability. The Gemara does speak about another factor that to determine whether the mezuzah goes on which side, the right or the left. The Gemara speaks about heker tzir. The Gemara speaks about which way the door swings. That if the door swings into the room, so that's also a determining factor. That if the door swings in, so that shows that the derech halicha is really into the room. So therefore, the mezuzah should be on the right side in the direction. Everyone's looking at the door, which is swinging out, and the mezuzah is going this way. Right. So the question is, where does that fact of heker tzir fit into this picture? So the one here, we have all these other determining features, namely derech halicha, derech tashmish, makom pedini, makom chitza, and then you have this other standard of heker tzir. So this was a big question. How do you, which takes precedence? Which wins over the other? Sometimes you have the heker tzir going one way, the door swinging one way, the derech halicha going the other way. So what do you do? So this was a big machlokes. So this machlokes is basically the entire world against the Lubavitchers. So the entire world was of the opinion that heker tzir is nice, it's important, but it's not as important as some of the other factors. I mean, the real factors of derech halicha, if you have a real bona fide derech halicha, so derech halicha trumps everything. The heker tzir is the other way, that doesn't really matter. Heker tzir is the last, the last fallback, you have nothing else, there's no derech halicha, there's no derech tashmish, there's no makom chiyam, you can't figure out what to do, so then the last thing you do, lace brayer, and then you fall back to the eketzir. But eketzir is on the bottom of the list. And the Lubavitchers have a tradition, it's not clear exactly where this started, that the Lubavitchers have a tradition, that's what it says in the Gemara, and that trumps everything. So that'll be a tremendous nafkamina, all these doors. Most classic, exhibit A. So the mezuzah's on the right side going in, right? So if this was the Lubavitcher shul, so then the mezuzah would be on the other side. Because the heketzir is going that way. Either derech halicha clearly is this way. 99.999% of the people when they walk into this Beis Medrash are coming in from the outside, except for the few guys on the queue coming from that way. So since clearly the derech halicha into this Beis Medrash is this way, so this is called the right side. What is that?
It's wrong. But isn't it just here because the fire code says you have
to have
your doors going outwards?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter, but since the Maizu, the Heketzir is that way. I mean, you're not doing the Heketzir as it's a Lomba Shavuot. The Heketzir is not being determined by the people who want the Derech Halicha to be that way. It's being determined by Burningfield Town, which is saying it has to be that way. I don't know, that doesn't make a difference. I'm not sure. So I think, honestly, I think if this was a Lubavitcher setup, I think that the mezuzah would be on that door. I remember a few humorous stories that came about because of this. Rabbi Bullen told us many years ago when he was teaching in Stern. He for many years he's after taught in Stern, then he stops. He only goes back when he has daughters in Stern. So I think this year is one of those years. He's still in Anya this year. So I haven't taught in Stern also for several years. Tova's convinced that I'm going back when she starts Stern. She said, that's what Rebbe Willard does, that's what I have to do. Okay, we'll see. See what happens. Price is right, we'll see. So he said one year he was teaching in Stern, and as he walks into his classroom, he's about to kiss the mezuzah, he walks in. No mezuzah. By golly, it's on the wrong side. So he was ranting and raving, what kind of miraculous is this? They put the mezuzah on the left side, doesn't everybody know it has to be on the right side? Then somebody told him that Rabbi Alta Metzger, she has the roof. Rabbi Alta Metzger is a Lubavitcher presence in Stern for, I think since the time of the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, so he's been around for quite a few years. So he happens to have been his classroom that he was sharing. So they put them on the left side. Why? Because the door swung out. Fire culture. The door swung out. So even though clearly the Derech Halicha is into the room, there's no question about that. But all the students walk into the room. They don't sleep in the room and they don't walk out of the room. So obviously the Derech Halicha is going in. But Michaeli held that the mezuzah has to go out. I remember I had the same experience when I went to Mikvos a couple of years ago. I was in California that summer, so I was trying to look around to find the little mikvahs in town that I could look and see some of the differences between them. So I realized it was a Chabad mikvah, not far. I think it was that or Encino, one of the mikvahs down there in the valley. So I went to go visit the mikvah. So the guy was showing me all around the Lubavitcher mikvah. There's some different nuance, something's a little bit different than the Lubavitcher mikvah. So I went to go see it, and then he put something nice on the stone, wanted to show me around the shul and everything. I didn't really interested in seeing the shul, but I was doing a circle, let me see the mikvah, let's go see the shul. So I walk into the shul, so I had the same exact thing. I start walking, you know, he's showing me this room, that room. Each time I put my hand up, there's no mezuzah. Every door, there's no mezuzah. There's no mezuzah on this side. Every mezuzah is on the left side, because all the heketzirs were coming out. So, okay, that's the tradition, but unless one has such a particular tradition, So unless you're observing Shavuot, the Rav Shavuot, that we spoke about on Friday night. So the rest of us who follow the regular straight Shulchan Aruch and the regular class and Toskim, so we don't really give Heketzir that much credence. We give it credence if you stop at least prayer. If there's no other eitzah, then you have to put it. You have to follow the Heketzir. But if you have other eitzahs, so other considerations, then you follow the other considerations. What if you have a situation where there's nothing that you can't figure out what to do? There is no clear derech hiluch, and there's no clear derech tashbish, and there's no door there b'chlal, so there is no heketzir. So what do you do? Your mamash is a stalemate. What are you supposed to put? Where are you supposed to put the mezuzah? So there are different opinions. So there are three different opinions. There are some possible who say you have to put up two mezuzahs. You don't know which is the right side. So you've got to put up two mezuzahs. And others say, now can I put up two mezuzahs? Others say, you pick whichever one you want. You pick one. That becomes the right side. You were just conveyed. That's called the derech b'yosah. And others say, you pop the legamrei. So you only chayv a mezuzah when there's a right side. There's no right side. You have two left feet. There's no right side. So you pop the legamrei. I think the minhag is that you just flip a coin and do whichever way you want. I mean, I don't think anybody puts up two mezuzahs. Toskim Shah is about Tosif, and you have two mezuzahs. Remember, I remember once in camp, so we had, those of them the base medicine, the Kollel, so the door coming up from the stairs. So for many years, we didn't have a door there. It used to be just a doorway. But they had a little mezuzah there, and a little mezuzah behind them in Shep. And since who knows when, probably, who knows whether it was kosher, who knows whether it was kosher. It was a little too by nothing mezuzah. So somebody realized, it's ridiculous already. Put up a normal mezuzah. So they tried to yank off the mezuzah. Go, see, they couldn't pull it off, it just didn't come off. So that guy said, no, so they put up another mezuzah, next to it, a real mezuzah, a kosher mezuzah, they put it next to it. So the mice, there were two mezuzahs there. So I remember Rabbi Sif, to be the Rosh Kollel, the Jesus Kollel. He walked in one, I guess must have done like at the end of one summer, he hadn't seen him, he comes back the next summer, and he sees two mezuzahs. He said, forget about Baltosif. He said, the whole Pesach Tshuva, is it really Baltosif or not? He said, forget about Baltosif. Everyone's going to think we're such Amarasim, and think here we come to the summer, to sit and learn Torah all day, and we don't even know, we only need one mezuzah. They think that we're very more machri, we need two mezuzahs. He said, you got to get rid of the mezuzahs. And eventually they got it off. So we usually try not to put up two mezuzahs. We try one mezuzah per doorway, per customer. So, I don't know, I would tell people who have this suffix, they're not sure which way to put it, just whichever way you want, and that's called the right side, and shine, you can't say it's wrong. So l'cheri, that should be sufficient. Say that's totally taught in his heart, so I'm not taught to understand that opinion. Now that it's crystal clear which is the right side, which way you're supposed to put the mezuzah on, where exactly on the mezuzah you're supposed to put it on, where exactly on the doorpost is the mezuzah supposed to be placed. So the Gemara said it's supposed to be placed, begova shel mezuzah. It's supposed to be placed on the top part of the mezuzah. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. That's supposed to be all the way down the floor. It's supposed to be on the top. What's called the top? So the Gemara says b'shlisha elyon. The top third of the doorpost is considered to be the makom hanoches ha-mezuzah. So there is a machlokes, a mishon machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, about what does that mean that's supposed to be b'shlisha elyon. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, according to Lashon HaRambam, it's supposed to be preferably b'tchil shlisha elyon. It's supposed to be literally the beginning of the top third of the doorpost. You take a tape measure, you measure how tall your doorpost is. I don't know how tall the door is, usually 8 feet, whatever, something like that. So you measure, and then you exactly at the beginning of the top third, that's where it's supposed to be, l'chatchila. But the other, anywhere in the shlisha elyon would be okay, but l'chatchila is supposed to be mamash b'tchila shlisha elyon. So the Shach writes that that's not what the minute is. The Shach writes that the Olam is not knowing like this Shulchan Aruch. He writes that most people put it anywhere in the Tchilus Shlisha Elyon. They don't sit with tape measures to figure out exactly should be punk Tchilus Shlisha Elyon. So there are different minhagim today. There are some who follow the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch who the Mach ben Mamash should be Tchilus Shlisha Elyon, and there are most people just put it anywhere in the Shlisha Elyon, and that's okay. If you ever see mezuzahs that look very, very low, those are the people who are usually machbit for this Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. It's a little bit like a shtickle optical illusion. I don't know, I can't see where the mezuzah here is. It is pretty low.
Pretty low.
Yeah, it's pretty low. Although I don't think that's Tchilus Shlisha Elyon. I think that's still a little bit higher than Tchilus Shlisha Elyon. If you look at it, ever see people who are mockers for this, and mamash looks like the mezuzah halfway. It doesn't even give the doesn't resemble like it's Kiyu in the Tchilus Shlisha Elyon, but if you take out a tape measure, you'll be surprised. It really is. I don't know exactly why that is exactly, but l'mais, it's a shtickle optical illusion. So if you see very, very low mezuzahs, either the person in fact doesn't know the din, in fact put it below the shlisha elyon, or the person's a brisker, or this one following the Rambam, the Gra, whatever it is following these shittas that insist that lechatchila should be between the shlisha elyon, mamish measured it out. So you find some surprising mezuzahs. Of course, you find like in yeshiva, you find so half the mezuzahs will put up by some people, the other half will put up by other people, half of them are mocked at the shlisha elyon, half of them are not. If them have mezuzahs on the right side or the wrong side, so yeah, depending on who put up the mezuzahs. But in theory, if you want to follow this chumash, you should follow it on all the mezuzahs in your house. There is a discussion in the post, like you saw in the Rishonim, about what if you have a very, very high doorway. So on the one hand, you want to get it with chilas shlisha elyon. Or within the shlisha elyon. On the other hand, it's going to be you're never going to be able to reach it. You're going to need a stick to be able to touch the mezuzah when you go in. So what do? So many rishonim say, so what? So you won't touch the mezuzah. So where's halacha mashiach? You have to touch the mezuzah. The Gemara says it's a nice minute to touch the mezuzah. You think about Yichud Hashem. It's a nice, wonderful thing. The story with Unkelos. It's a beautiful story. But in terms of the halacha, you have a chuyah midina to touch the mezuzah. I remember when I was a little kid, so you know, I always thought that touching the mezuzah was mamash a mitzvah. I remember one year, 8 or 9 years old or something, like our teacher told us before Rosh Hashanah, we should keep track of all the mitzvahs that we do and all the averus that we do. So I remember as a little kid, I used to sit down for a couple of weeks and write that every time I did a mitzvah. So what mitzvahs did I do? How many mitzvahs do you do when you're 8 years old? Are you daven, you make a bracha, what averus do you do? A lot of averus, but which mitzvahs? I remember I used to write that every time I would touch the doorpost, the mitzvahs, I'd take a little check. So I was so proud of myself. I was rolling in the mitzvahs. You'd roll at any given day. So what? I'd beat up my friends. So what? We'd say Lashon Hara. So what? We get into a fight. We'd be disrespectful. Everything. There was only 4 or 5 Averus, but I walked through the door about 600 times. I remember sometimes when I was a little bit high on the Averus side, I'd just keep on walking back and forth. And then I got a little older. I realized that that's not, maybe that is what you're supposed to do with the Cheshvin, but I don't know if that's necessarily what you're supposed to be doing. And then number two, a lot of times that counts as one of the tag mitzvahs that actually don't make a brach every time you touch the mitzvah. So it's a nice thing to touch the mezuzah, but that should determine where you can have the mezuzah. It's hard to believe. That's what many Rishonim say. The din is, kach nem ramach, it has to be the shlish elyon. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkot. It's got to be begoy pa pesach. So it's got to be begoy pa pesach. So it's too hard. It's a tough one. So you won't touch the mezuzah. And the Ramah quotes that Mordechai says, no, based on Yerushalmi, it says that the mezuzah is not supposed to be higher than shoulder height. It's supposed to be that you can see the mezuzah, you can relate to the mezuzah. So the din of Shlisha Elyon is that you have a normal size door. If you have a door, a door up to 30 feet up in the air, so you don't put the mezuzah 20 feet up in the air. You put the mezuzah at shoulder height. So there are different opinions about this. Sidon put it high up because this is a Ramos thing. The Ashkenazi story about putting it at shoulder height. Sidon follow it, says straight in the Shulchan Aruch, straight from the Gemara from the Babli, that you always put it at the Shlisha Elyon. You never ever put it below the Shlisha Elyon. So you may see some, I think in the gates in Rishalayim, if I'm not mistaken, some of the high gates, some of those are very, very high up. Anyone ever went to Camp Monk? No one here from Camp Monk. So Camp Monk had a famous, I never went to Camp Monk either, but Camp Monk had a famous doorway. And shy when you walk into the camp, 50 feet up, and the mezuzah was all the way on the top. I mean, they followed that path, you put the mezuzah all the way up. But most other people, most Ashkenazim, when they have these high doorways, I think they followed the minhag of the Ramah. So again, Yesh V'Yesh, talk to me in Bechuri exactly, but the Ramah writes that the custom was to put it at the shoulder height, even though you're losing out that din of Shlisha Elyon. Sometimes you have a problem in terms of calculating Shlisha Elyon. Remember we spoke about lastly, sometimes you have a situation where the mezuzos don't touch the mashkel. As long as the mezuzos are directly under the mashkel, just like in the Kasiris of Pesach, that's called the Pesach, it's chaya, it's good enough for an Eruv. So too, because mezuzah, you can have two doorposts, and then you have a mashkel 50 feet up in the air. So that's chayav in mezuzah. So how do you cheshbon? What's called the shlish elyon? So the answer is you have to put on the shlish of the mezuzos on the shlish of the doorpost. So those who remember those little kitchens in Washington Heights, so you had like the koshi tensvachim of quote-unquote doorposts on the side. Then you had this archway 5 feet up in the air. So where are you going to put the mezuzah? So you have to put the mezuzah on the shlisha elyon of those doorposts. So where is that? The doorposts are maybe 40 inches. It's 10 tefachim, the koshi. So you have to put them at, what's the top third? 27 or something and a half inches. You have to put the mezuzah in the top part of there, even though the mezuzah is all the way down the floor. You have to touch the mezuzah. You know, you're a stick. You got to bend down to touch the mezuzah. It's all the way down. But you have place brain. Where else are you going to put it? That's the mezuzah. No, but it doesn't matter. The Gemara says the Farish that even if the Mashkof is separate and distinct entity from the mezuzah, as long as it's directly above, according to some, you say Gurasik, and the mezuzah's Kiyu, they go up to the top, and that's called the Pesach. So you have a strange thing that you have to put the mezuzah on the Tchilash, on the Shlisha Elyon, even though Shlisha Elyon is on the Shlisha Tachton. It's below the Shlisha Tachton. That's the din, that's the halacha. So that's everybody in the Heights. Those who've seen the mezuzahs, remember the mezuzah in the Heights. So the mezuzah always does my in-laws, the house here also. Has the same thing in the kitchen. There's this little archway with these little two side posts on the side. So the mezuzahs are all the way down. So when people see these mezuzahs, they think, oh, that's so cute. They put the mezuzahs there for chinuch, for the kids to be able to do a chinuch. And the mezuzahs, because that's where the halach is, what they have to be. That's what they used to say to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that people used to ask him that on kids' bedrooms, so can we put the mezuzahs down on the, towards the bottom? So never, otherwise the kids won't be able to kiss the mezuzah. So Rav Yaakov said that when you mechanech kids, So you have to treat, you have to teach the children how to rise to greater heights. You don't bring the Torah down to them. You have to teach them how to elevate themselves to do the mitzvahs properly. So that was his response. So of course the din is you have to put the mitzvahs in the right place. So chinuch from today till tomorrow, it's more important that you should be up to the mitzvah mezuzah than the kid should be up to kiss the mezuzah. So you pick the kid up, so it kisses the mezuzah. So if you're lucky to have one of those little mezuzahs, so then the kid kisses the mezuzah there also. Of course, they can also yank the mezuzah off there, which is usually what happens, but that's what the din is. What other halachas do we have to be aware of in terms of the placing of the mezuzah? So the mezuzah has to be placed in the doorway. It has to be placed somewhere in the doorway, in the sense of between the two mezuzahs, between the two side posts. So usually we put the mezuzah before the door. So if you have a door, so usually the mezuzah is going to be when you're walking into a room, you're going to hit the mezuzah first, and then afterwards you're going to bump into the door. What if you can't do that? What if sometimes, just technically, if the door is over here, it's not feasible. You can't put the mezuzah before because the door is swinging in the other direction. So there is no door post on the other side. So what do you do? So this was a big machlokus about, is it better to have the mezuzah like here, where it's, in a sense, behind the door? It means by the when you open up the door, so you haven't yet seen the mezuzah. So the mezuzah is, in a sense, a chori hadalas. Is that better? Or is it better, maybe, rather than putting the mezuzah in the actual chalal ha-Pesach, rather than in the actual open space of the Pesach, maybe it's better to put it behind the door, namely flat, because you would be walking into the doorway, so rather than having the mezuzah, I thought to draw this out, but so I'll just quickly demonstrate over there. So, we have, the mezuzah over here, but one could argue that maybe it would be better to place the mezuzah over here, so it's still on the mezuzah, still on the doorpost, that's on the outer part of the doorpost, and my idea is that you hit the mezuzah before you open up the door. That's the question, which is the better of the two. So the pashas. So the Ramah seems to say that the better of the two is that as long as it has to be b'chalal ha-Pesach, you have to make sure that's critical. It has to be b'chalal ha-Pesach. As before the door, after the door, that's not as important. And others question that. So there are different mitzvahs about that. So most people are knowing, like they know here, that it doesn't bother me so much that the mezuzah is after the door. What's more important is that it's b'chalal ha-Pesach. There are others who disagree. Rabbi Shechter disagrees. Those who have seen in Rabbi Shechter's, remember once I went to visit Rabbi Shechter in Tannersville many years ago, and we used to go in the summers. And a lot of the doors had this kind of a setup that you couldn't put the mezuzah. There was no place to put the mezuzah in the normal way. So we had all those mezuzahs on the back, flat out against the back, because he was machriya against this practice. But the ma'aseh, this is, I think, what most people do. I think in yeshiva, I'm not mistaken, they do this way also. I remember there was one doorway, there was one of the doors in the Beis Medrash, and I think it was like in the back room of the first old Beis Medrash. They used to use it for shameless other things. There was a whole back and forth of where the mezuzah was. Every 6 weeks, that mezuzah switched. You know, from one side to the left side. My parents' house used to have one of these problems also. When it goes back to what we spoke about before, in terms of the right and the left. So it used to be my bedroom. So when I was, before I was in the dorm, so the bedroom was used. And when I was in the dorm, it wasn't used as much. I went there, it was used even less. Then I came back, so then it was used more. Then I got married, so it's the chalam I used. That's for a few times, every like couple of years, I was switching the mezuzah, and I just left it the way it is, whatever it is. But that was part of that shaila, that sometimes the derech halicha, the derech tashmis, those things change. So here, it wasn't anything changed. Here, it was just that Rabbanim didn't like the way it was, so they just yanked it off and put it up put it the other way. I don't know. Ish kala yashar of Yen of Yasa, yeah.
Is it not around the thickness of the doorpost? I'd love to have a very thick doorpost.
Oh, okay, what do you mean thickness of the doorpost?
Like, let's say here, it's very thick, no matter where you would put it, in the doorpost?
Okay. Okay. That's a different question. It's a general question. Nothing to do with these crazy doors. Regular, normal door, which is swinging in, so you can put it before the door. The question is, where in the doorway is it supposed to be? So the Gemara says that it's supposed to be at the beginning. It's supposed to be when you bump into the doorway. So that's where the preferable place to be. So it should be mamish, the first tefillah. It should be mamish as you're walking in. We'll talk a little bit later where it's supposed to be slanted straight, sideways, slanted. That's a whole different discussion. But it should be really at the beginning. So there is a question. There are some who had a chumrah that, like when you have our doors, you know, we'll come back to that over there.
as doors really have two different layers in a sense. There's the whole door closing, and then there's the inner part that's below, the part that's coming out. So which is considered to be the door closing? That the mezuzah should only be placed on this part. It should be placed on the inner part, on the narrow part in a sense. That's really the real door closing. Everything else is tangential. So that's sometimes not so convenient. Here they were trying to do it, and it was tight, because he had a special mezuzah case. It doesn't always fit in that area. So that's a shadow that you really have to monitor for that. So those are monitors that sometimes, this happens to be a small doorway, you still get it within the tefach. If you have a very, very wide, thick doorway, and you try to get it half on the speech, you end up losing that idea of having it the tchilas ha-door plug. There are some who have that kitay, the others don't. The others say when mecha takes it, that's considered to be more the doorway than the other doorway. That's not meikra din anywhere in the doorway, anywhere b'chalal pesach. That's the lashon haRama. Anywhere b'chalal pesach, meikra din is really kosher. Those were able to put it on that part. Matov, those were able to get in the beginning. Matov, but the lemaisa, if it's not feasible, so then as long as it's within chalal pesach, so then that should be okay. We're used to putting our mezuzahs on top of the door. That's on top of the doorpost. But the Gemara says that you don't really have to put it on top of the doorpost. You can put it inside the doorpost also, as long as it's not too deep into the doorpost. Let's say you make a little hole, make a little place within the doorpost itself. You carve it out, and then you stick the cloth into the hole itself. That's okay, as long as it's not hemek patefach, as long as it's not so deep in. If it's more than a tefach in, then it's not on mezuzahs anymore. It's inside the wall. So that's halacha. That those are, remember Yerushalayim. So in the case of Yerushalayim, many of the mezuzahs are like that. They're not on top. They're within the tefach. So that halacha that you can't have ma'amik tefach, that sometimes runs into a problem, especially in the back doors when you have like the screen door types of setup. So very often you have a screen door, so you'll have a whole doorway and one side is glass, which your mamish can't walk through, and then you have a screen door that moves. So where is considered to be the mezuzah? Where is considered to be the doorpost? So is the doorpost considered to be all the way at the other end of the glass, or is the doorpost considered to be at the end of the screen door? So l'chora, the post can say that the doorpost is not really at the end of the glass, where the glass touches the rest of the wall, but you can't walk through the glass. So the glass is part of the wall. It's, you know, but in English, of course, it's part of the door. It's part of the door frame. It's not part of the door frame. Instead of having a brick wall, so it's a glass wall. So the chora, the doorway, the pesach, is only the part that you actually walk through, the part that you actually, that the screen door opens up. So if that's true, so then you have to put the mezuzah by the screen door part. You can't put the mezuzah all the way back. A lot of people, you see a lot of people's back doors, so they have the mezuzah 3 feet away from the makom pesach, because they're considering, they're looking at it like from the vantage point that this is the whole doorway, so the glass part is part of the doorway also. So I'm putting it on the mezuzah, I'm putting it on the doorpost, but that's not true, because the glass part is considered to be part of the wall, so putting it on the side of the glass connected to the rest of the wall, that's hemik bar, three tefachim, it's 3 amos, it's way too far in. So the chover, you have to put the mezuzah only on the part which is considered to be the screen door part, the part which is the makom halicha. Everything else, the halacha is not considered to be the pesach. So this halacha of hemik patefach is important. That you have to be careful when you have these kinds of door setups, that the mezuzah is the makom halicha. It's not all the way, but it's the 2 feet into on the other side of the glass door. So that's way too far, and the pashas is that you're not really yet to with that mezuzah. Again, so you have to be careful in terms of the makom hakviyas and mezuzah. Number one, in terms of which side you're putting it on, it has to be on the right side, and you have details in terms of what constitutes the right side. And even within the mezuzah itself, within the doorpost itself, you have to be careful that it's not shouldn't be too low. It should be in the right place, positioned properly, and it should be either literally on the doorpost, or should be within the tefach of the depth of the doorpost in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly. Which will get to the next big mission, we won't have this year, and hopefully after that we'll continue.
If your derech halicha changes.